from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Just let me know.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Cakes is back. Bish Bucks, EB, and JP. Yes, all four of us here.
Cakesy.
We've been talking a lot about the Commanders throughout the show. Our training camp coverage is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Of course, tomorrow is Cut Down Day. It's that time of year too when everybody's having their fantasy draft. Did you see online, you're seeing a lot of these people that do wacky bits to determine draft order?
Yes, correct.
Okay, we've never done that.
Or like punishments for finishing in last place.
There'll be a group of guys who they'll run the 40 together. Whoever is the fastest 40 gets the number one pick, that sort of thing. So Field Yates on ESPN, he's a big fantasy NFL insider slash fantasy football guy.
Yep.
He was on a beach with his boys to determine the fantasy draft order.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how he did it. They seemed to have not a tackling dummy. It was like an inflatable.
Right.
And he goes, did you watch this?
I saw the video,
He went through the inflatable and dislocated his shoulder.
So he landed awkwardly on the sand and suffered a shoulder dislocation.
I
don't know how old Field Yates is, but he's probably
early 30s, maybe
probably early to mid 30s. Like, he's acting like he's 18 again. Like
if you should be able, even
if you
at our age at 53, 54, you should be able to tackle an inflatable dummy and not separate your shoulder.
You would think, but if you land the awkwardly on your shoulder, your body's going to give way. You know what?
So he's much fragile. Joning.
He's fragile. It's like
so does he get the last pick? Does he get like number 12?
I would dock him with the last pick. If you dislocate your shoulder doing a bit for draft order, you probably draw the last pick at that point.
But the odds of that happening.
He can't just be like everybody else and do the Yahoo 30-minute before the draft.
He's struggling. Randomizer.
You're watching it for the first time, Jason. What are your impressions?
What's up with his buddy with the long hair and the tats all down his left side of his chest?
He was at Valdez's funeral.
Yeah, right. He's struggling
that
right there.
That bouncer would throw him out with the quickness.
Cakes is actually doing a draft for me this weekend.
I am. I'm sitting
you
in
are?
As his proxy.
That's bizarre.
Well, it's just
isn't that the most fun part?
It's actually not that bizarre.
I know, but I couldn't.
I was supposed to do a draft yesterday, but I had to go finish the tournament at MGM. So our guy Zach Kruger sat in for me for one of my drafts.
Well, that's an upgrade.
That was a shrewd move.
Of course, I'm a shrewd guy.
The guy set the
maybe you should fire Cakes and get Zach to do it.
I guess you could do that.
The commissioner set the draft date at Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Right.
And I'm going to be at the Virginia Tech Vanderbilt game.
You'll be getting a bad sunburn at that football
game.
And
finally taking the life to Nashville.
Finally. So, I mean, I tried to tell him I'm not going to be in town. He said, sorry. I said, all right, well, Cakes is my GM.
I can sit in for you.
And I'll blame him if I finish 6-8.
I can take over the captain's chair. It's not a problem. I hope you like the team I draft for
I
you.
I hope I do, too.
We'll see how that works out.
Are you going to give him parameters where you're at least going to say, hey, I prioritize running backs
early? I'm going to give him the rules.
Ricky, all I need are the league settings and a few like cheat sheets from Dave Richard, and I'm good. I'm good to go.
Yeah. I let my college fantasy draft be completely auto-drafted because I had a couple of conflicts, and I just realized
that too.
I don't think I won it, but one year in college fantasy, I had Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase.
Well, that's a pretty good bomb team. Punch.
I think we lost in the championship.
Yeah,
neither of them were drafted.
Right.
Think about that. Neither of them were drafted because so much changes in college fantasy to me. Yeah, draft can be important, but it's about those pickups.
Yep. You got to stay on top of injuries.
That's how it is, I think, in pro.
My quarterback.
In pros, you can.
My quarterback.
But, but if guys get hurt in the pros, you know it because it will be a big story.
Right.
Right. Or you see it on the headline. But in college, I mean, if your guy from Toledo gets hurt, you ain't going to know that unless you watch the game.
I'll give you $20 if you can just tell me where the quarterback, I'll give you his name. The starting quarterback for my college fantasy league. His name is Jordan McLeod. What college team does he play for? $20, a freebie. You can't get it. Drab knows it.
Kansas State, Cakes. Guess him.
You know me? Do I get?
No, you don't get it. Him.
He doesn't know.
Texas State, Rick.
Texas State.
I didn't even know that was a
Kansas
State.
For
That's what I'm saying. You think I drafted this team? I went on autopilot. Got drafted.
Is he silly?
I don't know anything about him. I hope he's silly.
He hopes he is.
I hope he's good. How would I know?
Yeah.
I don't know any of these guys. I know one guy on my team, Luther Burden, silly from Mizzou.
Jordan McLeod was JMU's quarterback last year. He was unbelievable.
Well, I hope he's unbelievable for
for
Cakes' cryptocurrency.
That was like his third school because he didn't start at JMU.
What is Texas State's mascot?
They're the Bobcats, I believe. I think that's right. Hey. Is that right, Drab?
Valdez. Do you want to give a little shout out, pour some out for your offensive line coach who passed away? It's a horrible story,
that was a terrible
story.
No, it was very undersold how like sick he was.
Yeah, like what was his deal? Can you give us a little background? How long had he been there? A long time?
Been there a long time.
So part of the organization a while. Member of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like Joe Bugle passed.
Yeah, and he was hospitalized, and everyone thought like, oh, he's just, you know, was sick. And then all of a sudden, boom, just died overnight.
Did they say what it was?
I don't think they said yet.
I assume it's some cancer or something.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very sudden.
And so, like, there's like real mourning going on for fans, right? Because they definitely knew who he was.
Definitely.
He was a recognizable guy.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's terrible to see that. Yeah. So who's going to, I mean, they haven't announced a replacement, right?
I don't think they announced a replacement.
It's probably not cool probably, to do that right away.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll work
itself
out.
Give it some time.
Right.
You going to volunteer as bouncer for his viewing?
Yeah, I would. A lot of camo, a lot of purple camo.
Oh, yeah. You can't let them in.
Could you let them in, though, if you have a purple tie and all that? I mean,
maybe purple tie would be allowed, but no camo pants,
I would think
or jerseys.
That might be appropriate in that instance.
No.
I mean, who knows?
Cakes, in this league that you're drafting, it's a 14-team league.
Ooh, that's a big one. Okay.
It's a big one.
All right.
PPR, I was thinking, passing touchdowns
full
are worth...
Full-point PPR?
Yes, passing touchdowns are worth 7 points.
That's spicy.
So just keep that in mind.
All right. It overvalues quarterbacks
half a point for completions.
I'm not going to worry about that so much. Like,
all right, I'm just saying. I'm just giving it to you. Rushing touchdowns, also 7 points.
What about receiving touchdowns?
7 points. So they just
all touchdowns, 7 points.
All touchdowns, 7 points.
All right.
So, yeah, your quarterbacks get a little more value.
So just keep that in mind.
Because most leagues knock them down to four, right?
It's not a super flex league.
I'm going to pre-guarantee you a silly team. I'm giving you a pre-guarantee.
Got to see where I'm drafting.
What would you guys do? They were discussing this on the game last night. If you were in New England's situation at quarterback, would you, and Collinsworth was talking about it. He was trying to tell Mayo that if you start May and he struggles, what are you going to pull him? That's going to look weird.
He was like, if you start off 1-4.
Yeah, he was trying to say start Brissett and just give May more time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then
the problem is Brissett little ouch on the shoulder.
Yeah, they say this morning he's good.
I think he made a pass after he got hurt, though. Remember the long pass down the sideline?
He's like this. He's like, oh.
Yeah, it was after, but I think he got hit the play before he threw the deep shot.
Yeah, but let's take that out of the equation.
I think KJ Henry hurt him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on the KJ Henry
side. So, like, if it was a regular season game, he kept playing in this game.
Yeah. But
well, they said he could continue.
Yeah,
but
let's assume he's fine. Where would you lean? I thought May was impressive at times. His running was impressive. He made a couple throws on a run. They took back one,
that
right?
First drive,
I play him.
The first
I play
drive,
him from day one. That
May.
Team is going nowhere.
Eric, the first drive was awesome. The offensive line's a little dicey, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know me, I'm going to throw him to the Wolves guy.
I would play him day one.
Sink or swim.
He impressed me. I'm telling you, I maintain, and so far, all the young quarterbacks have had a pretty good preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on. You were questioning him. I've been on Drake May.
You're the Drake May guy.
You give me props for that.
You can have all the props you want on Drake May.
If he hits, then
no, it's I told
me.
You. Yeah,
because I had him number one on the board.
Okay, the larger point is right. I'm rooting for him. I think most
because
of these quarterbacks are
going
to hit. I think they're all pretty good.
So they've got the Bengals in week one. That's a home game.
Yeah.
That's a tough game against the Bengals.
That's
then
an L.
They go to Seattle.
That's an L.
Then they've got the Jets at home.
0-3.
Probably.
49ers
four.
In week four.
That's a brutal opening stretch.
Dude. And then the Dolphins in week five.
This is what we do for our survivor pool. You just, whoever the Pats are playing.
Fade the Patriots.
You just fade them.
I mean, they got a tough schedule.
I don't see a win on there through the first 5 or 6 weeks.
Who's that kid? Polk?
Yes.
Jalen Polk.
Jalen Polk.
I mean, he had a nice pass to Polk,
yep.
But they don't have great weapons at all.
They do not.
Well, of course, I don't know that Washington has greater weapons. McLaurin. It's proven.
He's the one.
Other than that,
I think they're going to start Brissett for the first month. They'll be 0-4, maybe 1-3, and then they'll pull it and go, all right, here's our future. Let's go to May. I think that's what they'll do. He looked really good in that first drive.
And was it later in the drive when he had the touchdown pass that was called back, or was that the first drive? It was later.
Later.
It was like a nice throw.
That guy was wide open.
He was wide open,
but
I liked
the way
he
was rolling left and threw it deep.
Mm-hmm.
He looked pretty comfortable in the pocket. You know, he was stepping up to avoid that rush.
I think I might lean towards starting May if I was him.
And usually a proponent of sit him for a year.
Well, everyone else is. And, you know, I just know what you're going to get with Brissett. Brissett is just, whatever. He's just a whatever, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's just a modest, capable quarterback. You know, let's maybe, if all the other young guys are playing and he's up to speed.
It sounds like Mayo's going to go with Brissett. I'm trying to find the article. I saw something where he said something like he could have kept playing Brissett, but we went with the second best quarterback. Or said something about May being the second best quarterback. Mm-hmm. People are reading between the lines.
So are they going to start cutting guys? Teams will start cutting guys today.
Yeah. There's already been a bunch of cuts.
There has been. Okay. I haven't been paying attention. Washington hasn't yet, though, right? They have to be done by tomorrow. But I assume by today, especially.
The only guys Washington's cut are Riley Patterson, J.C. Hassenauer, Bo Bauer, and Ben Nicholl.
Those were all done last week.
That's all right.
So
they haven't made cuts since last
They
night.
Haven't made cuts since then.
No.
And so I'm assuming some of the guys at the back end that just were never in the hunt, they'll be released first.
Mm-hmm.
The tougher decisions later, but maybe I'm wrong.
What if they cut Mariota? What's his? Does he have like guaranteed money?
The thing is,
Jeff Driskel's athletic.
Driskel's
not
been
terrible.
Good. I would not hate it, and I had even heard somebody tell me that they had been underwhelmed privately with Mariota, but I also hear they keep glowing about the room and how good
he's a veteran.
Been. And you know what you get.
He might be good for Daniels. Who knows?
No, I tell you this. When I was hyping up Driskel yesterday, because I keep saying every preseason game he's played well, there's no love in the fan base that I saw for Mariota.
Mariota got 5.4 guaranteed. $6 million deal. So he got basically all the money.
Unlikely
guaranteed.
To cut him. Yeah. Unlikely.
He's their number two.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the fan base, they're like, they don't care. They have no affinity for him.
You never know what the coaches are thinking in terms of how many like wide receivers they keep, tight ends. Mm-hmm. I'm Cole Turner. I'm definitely nervous.
Cole Turner's going to have a rough day.
You're sweating.
The next 24 hours, 48 hours,
you're
be
sweating
tough
it as much as EB is sweating it for his guy, Jamin Davis, to escape that.
I'm not sweating that. I'm willing to guarantee he's on the roster.
I think he stays.
Likely safe.
Yeah, I know. You want some sort of odds? Why don't we just make a bet? Let's just make a bet. You
guaranteeing
think they're going to cut him?
He's on the roster?
Yeah, the start. Listen. Maybe they do some shenanigans, which I don't think they will because he's too much of an athlete. But he will be there week one. And he will be suited up.
Man, I just like the action. I'll take $3.
Have you been paying attention? You've been at the beach and playing cards.
I've been paying attention.
All right.
I've been seeing what's happening.
Okay.
And again, I like gambling.
All right.
I like having bets.
You're as confident as $3, though? That's my
level of confidence, yes.
All right.
You're in?
I mean, he's 100%. Not at the top of the depth chart. He's in the back of it.
They're looking for passers. I'm telling you, he's an elite athlete. They're trying to see what they can get from him. That's why I also think I'm almost willing. I'll bet you one. I'm not super confident. And a dollar these days is literally worth nothing. But I'll bet you a dollar that when it's all said and done.
Minimum bet's $2. That's been established now.
He's not willing to go to two. Just go to two.
Yeah, don't be such
all right,
a miser.
When it's all said and done. Martavis Bryant
makes the team.
Will be either on a practice squad or on the team.
I wouldn't take that bet. I feel like he has a good shot at making it.
Touchdown catch based on Drew two interferences.
Just because I think they like the fact that he has size.
Yeah,
and he watched him last year, liked him. I've heard him talk about him. He likes him. They like the story. He's a competitor.
Will there be a surprise cut, though? Like a surprise?
Yes, 100%. I don't know who, but I mean, maybe like a... Mathis.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, okay.
Just because he hadn't done anything and he's part of Ron. Ron drafted him.
I think the surprise already happened. It was Jahan Dotson being traded.
That was a big one.
I mean, just going into training camp, none of us would have imagined.
There's definitely going to be a surprise. I actually wonder about Crowder's status, to be honest with you. It's not like Jameis, you know, has been here for 10 years. Like, you know, he's been on an odyssey sort of since he left. And he came in halfway last year. I thought he did great. I'd love to see him. But I don't think they featured him once returning kicks. Like, they haven't even... They're doing everything in their power to show they have others that can do his job. It doesn't bode well.
They're saving him for the regular season.
Beyond the top four receivers, and we went through it, their top four right now seem like locks, right? McLaurin, De'Ami Brown, Oz, Zaccheaus, and then Luke McCaffrey,
I'll
who they drafted.
10-1.
Everybody else to me...
10-1 starting with 10 bucks. Those four are locks.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, you said they seem like.
They're on the team.
Yeah.
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 That's a gimmick.
I think the rest of the names that have WR attached to it, Kaz Allen, throw them all in a bag. You could pull out any name, might make the team, or any name might be cut.
I think Mitchell Tinsley will be cut. Maybe they'll re-sign him as a practice squad guy, but I think he's going to have a rough 24, 48 hours.
Coming up next, it's EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.